To a man, hey lechamane beskadesh anilach, and Rav has a shaila whether it's mekudeshes or not, and Mazutra says b'shmei Rav Papa that in fact mekudeshes. The Gemara assumes initially Rav Ashi asks Mazutra, it sounds like you're saying that it works because of kinyan agav, just as there's a kinyan on the kesef, so together with that there's a kinyan on the isha. And that would mean that nechasim sheish lemachrayis, which is a way of saying karka, is niknim nechasim she'en lemachrayis, which is metaltalin. That means that agav, that there's a kinyan on the kesef, there's a kinyan on the isha, which is considered karka. Rashi explains, as Tosfos now quotes, pirish bekuntris to adam hukash lekarkos. Dechsiv is nachaltem osam lereshes achuza. We have the pasuk in Parashas Bahar that's referring there to Eved Kenani, and we learn out that an Eved is Hukash Lekarka, but we see from Rashi here, Pshat in the Gemara, is that not just an Eved Kenani is Hukash Lekarka, but even a Ben Chorin is Hukash Lekarka. And that's the Gemara's question that we don't find. We find, in fact, the opposite, as the Gemara says, we find the Kinyan Agav working, that Metalton is Niknes Agav Karka and not Karka Agav Metalton. And here you're telling me that you can have a Kinyan Agav work, Karka Agav Metalton. But this is the pshat of the Gemara's question, according to Rashi. The premise is that Ben Chorin is Hukash Lekarka. Fektosis. The Kasha. Da'hu Kra Ksiv Be'eved. Avo Ben Chorin Lo Iskash. Ela Dafka B'dmei Alai Rufi Sheshamin Oso Ke'eved. Ki De'isa Per Kamed Sanhedrin. Tosis quotes, there's a Mishnah Sanhedrin, it's also in Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel, that it says that you need a certain number of people, the Echad Mehem Kohen, 10 people, including a Kohen, one of them is a Kohen, to do a Shuma in a particular case. The Mishnah in Megillah states a number of things that need 10. Mishnah Chav Gimel Mebeis mentions, of course, Mesias Kapayim, Kriyas HaTorah, and other things. And then it says at the end of Bekarkos, Tisha Bekohen, Ba'adam Kayotze Bahen. Karkos, Rashi says, means you're being poda karka from Hegdish. So you need 10, and we learn out that one has to be a Kohen. These are based on Pesukim Bechukosai. And then it says, V'adam kayotze behen. What does it mean, Adam kayotze behen? You also need 10 and one Kohen. So the Gemara explains here, also in Sanhedrin, Adam mikadosh, what do you mean, Adam kayotze behen? You can't be Magdish and Adam. Amar Bavo means, V'omer d'me'olai, that a person says he wants to pledge to Hegdish his value. The Sanya, Ha'omer Dmei Alai, Damai Alai, Shamin Oso Ke'eved. So what happens is, you have to put a formula into play and assume that what would be if the person would be sold as an Eved, what would be his market value. The Eved is Kishka Karkos, Dechsev is Tachatam Osam Vnei Chamech Mezlachuz. And since we have drushes based on the Psukim in Bechukosai, that when it comes to a Shuma of Karka, you need number 10 and one Kohen, because of the references in the Psukim there that have Kohen, and we learn out based on the drushes there that at least one is a Kohen. So the same halacha would be when a person pledges his value to Hegdish, and you have to do a Shuma, so it's based on the Pasuk. So Shamin Oso Ke'eved. So what Tosfos is saying is that's what you find. In other words, Eved is Iskish Lekarka. And if a person pledges the Me'alai, the Me'alai, then you have to imagine that they would be an Eved. No, according to Rashi, it's pretty clear that this is always the case. It's not just halacha that an Eved is Iskish Lekarka, but Ben Chorin is also Iskish Lekarka. What kind of an Eved would you think we're talking about here? It's a Jew that says the pledge the Me'alai. So Tosfos actually in Megillah there on the bottom of the page says it's mashma that Eved Ivri is Iskish Lekarka. And he says, "V'achi nami b'mashma perakam b'dekedushin the isha havi l'nechasim sheish l'nachrayis mitam de eved iskish l'karka." So it sounds like it's not just limited to Eved Kenani. But Tosfos asks on this there in Megillah v'kasha da'hinu dafka Eved Kenani da'aleha k'siv b'snachaltim. The pasuk is written by Eved Kenani in Parshas Bahar. Avo Eved Ivri lo matzino kal iskish l'karka. And vada yahid dekedushin yesh litchos k'di pirashti sham avo hacha kasha. Tosfos ends up saying, in terms of the Sugi Kedushin, you could learn, as Tosfos is now about to say, we're going to see in our Tosfos. But Tosfos still is concerned from the way it's mashman the Sugi Megillah. That sounds like he's saying, Dmei Alai is making himself an Eved Ivri. L'chor, you could have said that Dmei Alai is to make, if it's a formula anyway, so it's a formula, what would be if being Eved Kenania. Chora, it's not so clear what Tosfos was asking. Why is it more of a problem over there? The Shuma, as if it would be an Eved Kenania, but the Hukash Lekaka is an Eved Kenania. I don't know. Tosfos feels that Domai Eli would be making himself into an Eved Ivri, which is therefore a kasha on the assumption it's only Eved Kenania that's compared to Kaka. But in terms of Sugya Kedushin Tosfos, I have an Eitza, as Tosfos now is going to say. But this is an important idea. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos Kenireh here and elsewhere, whether the rule of Eved Hukash Lekarka based on this Nachaltem Osam is also to be extended to a Ben Chorin. There's a long shach, I forgot to bring it in, it's a Simit Sadi Hei, I think it's Osches. It's in the middle of another piece, but in the middle he gets into this question, Rashi and Tosfos, and he, Dafka, thinks that Rashi is correct, and he has Rayas, that Ben Chorin is also Hukash Lekarka, like Rashi. And if it's Nachaltem Osam, it's Rav Dafka Be'ev Kenani, it's an Adam in general is Hukash Lekarka. Interesting machlokas. This is one kasha Tosfos has on Rashi. Second kasha, he says, the Eved Nami, even when it comes to Eved, Pluktihi Perakama de Babakama, Ikim Kakoi, Ikim Taltali Dami. What is the second kasha? The Gemara there is discussing Kinyan Agav. So we know that, as the Gemara here is going to ask, we know that Agav works, that the Metaltin are nicknames Agav Karka. Now, there's a question about an Eved being viewed as Karka Metaltin in one of the Nafkaminas in that Gemara, if you can be Makne Metaltin Agav and Eved. So it could be that even saying an Eved is like Karka is not completely, definitively the case. To the extent that you can be makne metaltin agav and eved, the Gemara is doche that it could be he is kekarka, but it's not going to be enough for kenyan agav because for kenyan agav you need karka that's lo naidi, that doesn't move, like it says in the pasuk in Devei Hayamim that we learn our kenyan agav from Ari Mitzuros Shebi Yehuda. So we're talking about karka literally that's stationary. So eved is dino kekarka, but it doesn't have this qualification of being lo naidi. But either way, Tosfos is showing you that it's b'chal not clear that you should view a stama person as karka. Even Eved is not definitively like karka. And therefore, what's the pshat in our Gemara? So we're back to our Gemara. The Gemara is asking that it would seem that you can have karka, meaning the woman, being nikna aga metaltelin. And in fact, v'ha'ibchatnan, we see the opposite. We see that metaltin's nikna agav karka. Sounds like the Gemara is assuming that Isha is considered like karka. And we're not talking about an Eved here. So Tosfos has to say pshat in this Gemara. V'nira d'lav dafka yesh lemachrais. Ela af kinami ein lemachrais. Even if we don't consider Isha to be yesh lemachrais, we consider it like metaltin. But the point is still the same. Lo matzino metaltin niknin agav metaltin. What's Tosfos saying pshat in the Gemara? That the only time we find agav is metaltlin agav karka. And here, therefore, you couldn't have isha agav kesef. Granted, isha is metaltlin. But metaltlin agav metaltlin is also no good. The only thing is, what Tosfos doesn't really explain, so why does the Gemara say it this way? Why does the Gemara say that imken havli nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis? I mean, it comes out the Gemara is saying something which is not correct. I mean, the thrust, the spirit of the Gemara's kasha is still kasha, because it's trying to say you can't have anything be nikna agav metaltel. But the Gemara's words are havli nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayis with ein lehem achrayis. That's chorun clear. And also, what does the Gemara mean ipcha tnan? Ipcha means that we have the opposite. So yesterday we touched the Gemara, Ibchatnan, meaning that we find that the Iker is what? The Iker is the Karka, and the Agav, the Tafel, is the Metaltelin, so you can't have it the other way and say that the Iker is the Metaltelin and the Karka is the Tafel. So that's why it's called Ibchatnan. That's good according to Rashi, that Isha is like Karka. So you can't say that the Karka is the Tafel to the Metaltelin, because we see from the Mishnah the opposite, that the Metaltelin is Tafel to the Karka. The way Tosfos is learning the kasha, it's simply a kasha that we don't have the notion of agav to say agav metaltelin. So where's the ipchatna? It's unclear in Tosfos. How do you read the words of the Gemara? I mean, the basic idea of a kasha, I understand that we shouldn't find we never find agav by betalt, where something agav betaltin. But the words of the Gemara, don't know. The Tosis of Rosh says one more word, just on the first point that we had. What is the Gemara's lashon of that im kain havelei nechasim sheish lemachrayis? I saw in the Tosis of Rosh. Domos yoser meaning that a human being is more similar to Yesh Lamachrayis, even though Dino is not like Karka. Even if you want to assign the status of karka, but it's still not going to work. But basically, you can't have any agav metalto. That's the kasha. He tries to say something. I'm not sure if I understand it fully. But more than this, I don't understand the ipcha. The ipcha bothers me. I know what will be ipcha tanan. According to Rashi, the ipcha tanan. So we had a mahalach. We asked yesterday. It's ipcha tanan. It just says one thing. It doesn't say one way or the other about the other side. We answer, no, but the way it says, it clearly indicates what's the ikka, what's the tafso, so you can't have it the other way around. That's what's considered ipcha. But Tosus, I don't hear that ipcha tonight. I don't know. That's the first teretz of Tosus. Anyone? Yeah?
So maybe we try to maybe say that ipcha, that this piece in the Gemara is just saying that the same issue you would have by saying that it was Nechasim Sheish Lemachrayis, nicknamed Nechasim Sheish Lemachrayis, you'd have by saying that if it was an Isha also. And if the Ipchatnan is the exact same Ipchatnan Rashi would have.
But why is it Ipchatnan? The Mishnah says that you can call it Talton Agav Karka. So it that shows that you can't be called it Talton Agav Metaltolin. It's an Ipcha.
It's not necessarily showing. It's saying that the same issue you have by being konan nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis and nechasim shein lemachrayis, and if you have an ifcha tanan against that, you'd have that same issue with being konan metalpulin.
You mean you were just trying to bring the hypothetical? Yeah. That's not this case. You're bringing in a case. You mean you're saying building off of the Tosafot Rosh, that even if we're going to try to view an isha, which it's not, as Yesh Lemachrayis, so then it would be an Ipcha. Yeah, but, okay. And you know, even if you want to make it that way and make them different, but it's not going to help you. Okay, I don't know. I hear. Yeah.
If that was the case, it just seems when it says, it seems like it's Dafka speaking about our case.
Yeah. Tosafot says Lav Dafka. Yeah, Tosafot says Lav Dafka. Tosafot's Dikakashi is that Yom Matsino Metalta and Aga Metalta.
It's Lav Dafka. It's the issue in that case also applies here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear what you're saying. Tosu says another teretz. Inam yesh lomar. Now comes another pshat. The hachikama. Al kachach, iisha niknes aga metaltelin. If you're going to tell me that you can have the idea that the woman can be niknes agav the kesef, agav metaltelin, then that would have to mean sadinami niknaka metaltelin. Then what would that mean? Where would it come from, such an idea that you can be koned the isha aga metaltelin? It has to originate where? In Stei Ephraim. In other words, you're going to have to assume, because remember, that's the mukkah for Kiddushin by Isha, Yiddusha Kesef at least, and now if you want to maybe extend that to this type of case where there's Kesef and going the other direction, and with that you're going to have Kiddushin, so that would mean that you can have the same paradigm happening by Karka, and then you'd have to be saying that Shari Kinyan Kesef Dishad Yafin Misada Kicha Kicha. In other words, so if Kinyan Kesef works as the Yafusa from Stei Ephraim, so if you want it to work now when she gives him the Kesef, and with that she'll be Miskadesh to him, you're going to have to say that a similar thing can happen by Karka. That you can be Kona Karka, Agav the Kesef, Agav the Taltlin. But the Im Ein Sada Niknem Hechatesav Isha. So Tosafot has a plan. That what the Gemara is asking is not in any way conveying the assumption, which is not correct, that Isha is Dino Kekarka, like Rashi would hold. No, Isha is a Metaltu. But the reason why we're speaking about that in Cain we see Nechasim Yeshem HaChreis, Niknim Nechasim HaChreis, because in order to say this plan that Isha be Niknis Ba'agav, you're obviously therefore assuming that Karka would be Niknis Agav Metaltalin, and therefore you could have a case by Karka where it could be Niknis Agav Metaltalin, and so you could have a case by Isha that she could be Niknis Kadesh Agav Metaltalin, Agav the Kesef. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, but it's simply not true by Karka, because it's only Metaltalin Agav Karka, not Karka Metaltalin, Ipchatana. And then the way the words work out, but Tosfos is just filling in for us what the Gemara is saying without having to commit to what Rashi said, that the Isha is Dinoke Karka. That's what Tosfos gains with the second test. It's not that Isha is like Karka, Astama ben Chorin is not Karka, but to say that such a thing would yield Kedushin is to assume that by Karka you can have such an idea of Karka Aga Metaltalin. And that's why you'd run into Isha based on Kicha Kicha. The truth is, let's just analyze this for a second. I mean, so Chayra, what would that mean? That Kicha Kicha would allow us to have Kinyan Agav work by Isha, except that it's clearly not going to be because it doesn't work by Sada. But what does that mean, Chayra? Kicha Kicha. Kicha Kicha means Kicha Bekesef, right? Are we learning out Kicha Kicha to learn all other things? That was, we had in the first, right? We had many times Tosfos earlier in Dav Gimel, right? Tosfos told us that Kicha Kicha never meant to include whatever kinyanim you find by Sada should work by Isha. That's what Tosfos points out. That's what the Gemara only asks Charipin, because Charipin has an idea of an association with Kesef. That's what the Gemara asked, didn't want to learn Shtar out from Sada. That's what the Gemara didn't want to discuss Chazaka. We had Tosfos in Dav Gimel. So why is Tosfos suddenly considering the idea that we'd learn Agav out of Sada? And then we're going to say, no, but it doesn't work by Sada, so you can't learn to Isha. But how could you learn Kinyan Agav? We don't just learn Kinyan and Sada, you know, from Kicha Kicha. Yeah? No, it could be. Go ahead. Too. It's
there's
what to say.
Not everything by Karka is learned out of Isha, but you're saying everything by Isha is learned out from Karka.
No, what does that mean? Same thing. You can learn Chazaka from Sada to Isha. You can learn Shtar. It's only what has to do with Kesef.
So he's not saying necessarily Shtar.
I was thinking two things. Anyone have any thoughts? You hear the problem, right? What is Tosfos saying, Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara is relating to Sada and saying, therefore, you can't get such a thing from Sada to Isha because it doesn't work by Sada, such a notion of Agav, Karka Agav Metaltalin. But I'm asking a simple question. But the Kicha Kicha never gives us a right to learn other Kinyan and beyond Kesef. We had before in Tosfos. So how could you try to even learn Kinyan Agav, even were it to work by Sada? You already think that?
Isn't Agav worth the money here?
So I think this is what you're beginning to say something nice. In other words, the Kinyan Agav means, perhaps, you have to know, you could press this, a Hakira, the Hari Magdarit. Maybe I'll say it that way. Okay, let's present a Hakira. It sounds good, right? Hakira. Okay. We're not learning Sugya Raga, but certainly you could think about two possible ways to understand it. That means like this. Your kone, let's say, Metaltalin Agav Karka, that's where Agav works. Your kone the Karka, and with that which your kone the Karka, mainly your kone the Metaltalin. It's like that which you acquire the Karka, so then you acquire the Metaltalin as well. Even though you didn't do a Maisa Kinyan on the Metaltalin, but Memela, with being Kona the Karka, you're Kona the Metaltalin. So the Agav speaks to the Chalos HaKinyan, to the result, to the acquisition. Alternatively, you could say the following. No, it's not that you're Kona the Metaltalin without a Kinyan. Memela, since you're Kona the Karka, you're Kona the Metaltalin. It's that you make a Kinyan on the Karka. That Kinyan is Moel, works, even though normally that would be a mismatch, it wouldn't be the right Kinyan to make from the Metaltalin. Kesef Shtar Chazaka, not Kinyan from Metaltalin. But that's a Chiddush of Agav, that with the Kinyan on the Karka, that's a Kinyan that's more on the Metaltalin. You hear the two sides. In other words, is it that when you're kona the kaka with the proper kinyan to make on the kaka, so with that you're zocha in the metalpin as well, since it's tuffel to the kaka? Or is it that the maisa kinyan that you make on the kaka, that through the mechanism called agav, you can allow that maisa kinyan to actually apply itself and to create the result of acquiring the metalpin with the kinyan of the kaka? Nafkamina, in other words, it's ki'iwa, you used the maisa kinyan on the tautalin, and you did it. That maisa kinyan on the kaka works in the tautalin. No, in this case, it's the other way around, right? We would be saying sada agav metautalin. But and then by isha, it would mean isha agav the metautalin. But what's the metautalin? What are you acquiring? Karen Kesser. So there is Kesser. Yokona, I mean, not the Kenyan Kesef, Yokona the Kesef. So, whatever it is, the Kesef relates to the Isha. So it goes into Kicha Kicha. I don't know if I would say in terms of the Kenyan being Kesef, but what is the Kenyan on the Kesef? I mean, maybe it's not. But, okay, but there's a notion of Kenyan, of a Kesef, that it can go into Kicha Kicha. I'm not sure if this is really working. If I'm talking to you, I'm not even sure if this is a good... I would say maybe a little bit differently. You tell me. I mean, I'm like Kona here with Kesef. I'm taking Kesef, and with that, I'm getting the Isha, or getting the Sad. What?
I was going to say, then why shouldn't it work? If you're Kona, the Isha along with the Kesef.
No, so I'm saying, so if you're Kona, the Kesef, so that goes into Kicha Kicha, I'm saying. Isha's nickname be Kesef. Here, whose Kesef is going to who? Her Kesef is going to him. He's Kona the Kesef, and he's Kona the Sada, or he's Kona the Isha. I don't know. Maybe I'll say like this. I want to maybe modify. I'm not sure if this is correct, what I'm telling you now. I mean, a Chakira is a nice Chakira in anyway, but in terms of working it over here, I would say like this, maybe a little differently. Remember on Dav Gimel, we had this idea, Pshat and Tosfos, that it's not the Pshat that Tosfos holds that you need, the only thing you learn is Kinyan Kesef from Kicha Kicha. We wanted to say a different idea. In other words, even if at the end of the day Tosfos might hold that Chalipin could be Mitam Kesef and not Mitam Kesef, even if you hold in Tosfos in the beginning, that Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef, the mechanism of Chalipin, it's not that you're paying for the thing, like the Ramban says, Machif HaKargabo, it's not Mitam Kesef. But, in other words, it's a different engine, it's a different mechanism of the Kinyan. But the shell of the Kinyan is the shell of a Kinyan, of a Maisa Kicha of Kesef. In other words, the way that it's expressed externally, right, you're giving something to the person. The way that the Kinyan works is not the way Kinyan Kesef works, but the expression, the outer expression, the shell of the Kinyan has a resemblance to a kicha of kesef. Like we said, the idea called maisa kicha. What kedusha is a maisa kicha, and the yisod of the chalos hakedushin is with the mechanism of kinyan kesef as well. There's two things happening. There's the mechanism of the kinyan, and then there's the maisa kicha that we said is the maisa kicha of kesef. In order to, what Tosfos was saying that I can't use the gzeresh of a kicha kicha for, is for a shell of a maisa kicha that doesn't resemble the maisa kicha of kesef. That's why chazak is disqualified and shtar is disqualified. Shtar doesn't have to be worth anything, chazak is not a maisa kicha of kesef. But chalipin, Tosfos says, Gemara is asking, maybe we should use chalipin for kiddushin. Why? Not because Tosfos is committing himself on the question chalipin is mitam kesef in terms of the internal mechanism of chalipin, but because chalipin resembles a maisa kicha of kesef. That's how we wanted to learn back then in Daf Gimel. And in terms of the mechanism of chalipin, it could be its own kinyan, but as long as they have an engine called a kinyan that has the koach to create a chalos, and I have a maisa kicha of kesef, that goes into kicha kicha. So maybe that would help us over here. Because you have a maisa kicha of kesef. How so? She's giving him kesef. Kesef, typically the kona gives the makna here. The makna gives the kona. But the maisa, in terms of the maisa kicha of kesef, I have a maisa kicha of kesef. And I have the engine of a kinyan agav. What fuels the kinyan is kinyan agav. The karka agav metaltalin. So that maybe that should be good enough. Says the Gemara, no, but you cannot have that mechanism of kinyan is missing. Because you never find such a thing by ever that you can go into karka agav metaltalin. Therefore, even though you have this seemingly enough to put it into kicha kicha, because it's a maisa kicha of kesef, she's giving him kesef, but you can't allow such a notion. That's why they give me such a svar that maybe you can have a isha b'niknis ba'agav because it's called a maisa kicha. But the Gemara says no, you can't have a kinyan agav by this because you can't have karka agav b'taltalin. Yeah. Anyway, the Rishonim asked many of these kashas of Tosas, but they asked further. He says, where does the Gemara think that you can have a kinyan agav by isha? The Rishonim say the Gemara could have asked such a kasha as well. You know, with everything else, the Gemara asked, you can't have kaka metalatul. Bacha, where would you think Isha Fiknish Bagav? Yeah, the Gemara could have asked that too. Tosus doesn't even spell it out. That you know, maybe that's a kasha, and that could be the answer. Tosus maybe wants to fit it in some way. Okay, so I don't know. I said before, I'm not sure. If I'm thinking that you can have the Maisa Kinyan of Kesef works on the Akarka, but it's not Maisa Kinyan of Kesef. It's a Nesinas Kesef of the Isha to the man. That's not Maisa Kinyan of Kesef. So I don't know if that would be good enough to say that the Maisa Kinyan Kesef is working on the Isha. But if you say it's Maisa Kicha, I think maybe it's better because it's just the way that it appears. It doesn't have to be the Kinyan itself. Questions? Yeah. Yes, no, maybe. Ari, go.
So what if you did the Kinyan Aga through a different way and not through Kesef? Let's say...
But the problem is you need Agav has to work, though. That's the point. Agav has to work in some way. And if Agav cannot work with Kak Agav Metaltalin, then you still don't have any Kedushin to speak of. So our problem was, but I understand, but maybe there's a way to say Agav here. But how can you learn Agav from Sada? We don't learn out all Kinyanim from Sada. We only learn out Kesef from Sada. Kicha Kicha is to learn out Kesef. Tosus before. I'm answering the point. The way we learn Tosus is perhaps a little better. We said Tosus never meant, when he excluded Chazaka, excluded Shtar, never meant that we only learn out Kinyanim that work the way Kesef work. And that would automatically force us to assume that Tosus is going there, that Chalipin works Mitam Kesef. Tosus might even be neutral on the issue of how Chalipin works. Maybe it's not Mitam Kesef. But as long as it appears the tzura of what's going on externally is the what we call Maisa Kichav Kesef, then you can take a Maisa Kichav Kesef and plug in whatever Kinyan you want that has a Koach Kinyan and create Kedushin. That's what we were thinking we should be able to do by Isha with Chalipin, because since on the outside it appears like a Maisa Kichav Kesef, that can go into the Kicha Kicha, and then the mechanism would be Chalipin, even if Chalipin itself is not Mitam Kesef. Good, that was the Gemara, that was what the Gemara was asking. And if that was Pshat Tosus, then that would be what Tosus would be saying over here, that you can call this a Maisa Kichav Kesef because she's giving him Kesef, so that's good enough for Kicha Kicha, even though we're not talking about a Kinyan. The etzem of kesef is kinyan agav, but the kinyan agav would be the mechanism for the chalos. But there is no such halacha that agav can be kona kak agav metaltu. You don't have it by anywhere else, so you can't talk about it over here to bring that over. Yeah, let's go and dive into the Gemara, and then we'll see what we'll come back to more about kedushin. Let's talk about the other inyanim that we extended to. Zok the Gemara. So what did the Gemara say? After asking the Kash of Agav, so what are we discussing? We're discussing a case of Adam Chashuv, that she gave the Adam Chashuv mana, and she wants him to make Miskadeshes to him. Rashi adds that he had to say Iskad Shali Bekach, he needed an Amira, we discussed yesterday, first and foremost, otherwise it's a Nasan Huva Amrahi, and perhaps even more than that, that without the Amira, Tosas and Daf Hey, you don't have even what's called a Nasan Hu. We'll have to see more about that. But therefore, with that, there is considered a Nasan Hu because Kabbalah Satam Chashuv, a person who's not normally going to take a Matana, and he does it, is considered to be giving her a Hana, which is considered Kesef, and that is why we say, according to our Papa Mekudeshes, but Rava wasn't sure, Rabbi wasn't sure, we have to know why not, but this is what we end up saying. Rabbi Papa said Mekudeshes. Now, the Gemara goes on and says as follows. We have numerous members of Rava. We have Arev, Evikinani, Midin Shneyan. All that works by Kiddushin. Adam Chashuv, Rava was not sure. And now Rava speaks again. Itmanami, Mishmei de Rava. V'chein le'inyan Mamona. V'chein le'inyan Mamona. That this is also true regarding Mamon as well. Rashi explains, look at Rashi. Hanach shmaitse de Rava. The Alfina Kiddushin midin Arev, umidin Evekinani, Cain leinyan Mamona, right? So what we said before, Rava's maimer is that we learn out Kiddushin from Arev and Evekinani. Obviously, midin Shneim is a combination of both, but those two are distinct. So all of that is true for Mamon as well. Right, so immediately you have to notice, Rashi did not say that this name of Chayim Mona goes on what, and we immediately preceded it. Rashi did not say that it's going on the case of Adam Chashuv that she gives him money. Rishonim, the Ramban, others, Ritva, they all wonder why, and the Ran, why didn't Rashi say that as well? The easy answer is, why didn't Rashi say that is going on that case? Who remembers? Because
sure.
Rava what?
Wasn't sure.
Rava wasn't sure. So you can't tell me Rava is saying definitively v'chein min mamona. He wasn't sure. So you only go on what Rava was sure about. Yeah. So it could be the halacha. If our Papa said it works by kiddushin, then who had did by mamona? Except that Rava couldn't have been saying v'chein min mamona on that case. Yeah. However, there are other svaras that the Rishonim say could be Rashi argues. Rashi holds that it wouldn't extend to mamon that case, and the Ram doesn't seem to bring it by mamon. So we have to see that also. So what does it go on? It goes on the other cases. Arev, Evikinani, and obviously Midin Shneim, which is the two together. So how would that play out? What would be the case? Mocha lo sadas is Rashi. So you have a mocha selling a field v'amalo. And he says to the lokeach, to the guy who wants to buy the field, ten hakesef l'ploni, give the money to someone else, v'sadai mechura lach bo. It's been medaik something in Rashi, and the field is sold to you, bo. What's bo? With money. Karna midin arith. So, seems from Rashi that the kinyan is taking place with what? With the kesef, not with, like the Ritva would say, the hana, that the bidding was done, that the money was given to the other person, but the money itself, that's what's kona. That's what Rashi says, Mechura Chabo. That's Midin Arit. The other case, Evikinani, how would that be by Sada? Herich Mane, somebody says to somebody else, here's money, Utehe Sadcha Mechura Leproni. And your field should be sold to so-and-so. Kana Osoproni Hasada Midin Evid. What does Rashi omit here in the case of Evikinani that he mentioned before by Kiddushin? What does Rashi leave out? An important detail Rashi had by Kiddushin in the case. What did Rashi say before by Evikinani? When somebody gives money to this woman and says you should be miskadeshes to that person, what did Rashi add before? Who is this guy? He's a shliach of the person that he wants her to be miskadeshes to. And here Rashi omits it. Rashi just says, Heilach Mande Sadcha Mechura Ploni. He doesn't say that this guy is a shliach. No, you could say Rashi relies on before, but maybe you could say better than that. Does he have to be a shliach here? Maybe he don't have to be a shliach. Why? Why not? This guy is acquiring a field without having to pay for it. So what do you call that? Zachem Shalufanov. It's a schusfit. So, and Rashi holds chiyamatam shlichus, and that's as if he made him a shliach. In other words, if I am doing something on your behalf that's to your benefit, that you would certainly be happy if I did it, so it's kiwav z'mana you a shliach. Now, then, of course, that gets back to Kedushin. Maybe the Kedushin's not so clear. We've shown and discussed that. That's long Rishis, we didn't do it as much in detail, but the Rashba deals with that earlier. Do you have the concept of shchiyah zachin la'adam by Kedushin? That could make Kaddish a person a woman for another person, not so pashut that it's considered a schus. There are certain reasons he might not want to be married to this woman, then people won't. Other people won't. Even they could technically marry more than one woman, but maybe people wouldn't want to be miskadeshes them. Is there another wife already? Plus, there's isakrobim and bechuli. It's not so simple. So Rir Rashi says it with shrichus. But by sadeh, it's a mamisha aschus, so then you don't need the formal shrichus. So it could be Rashi doesn't need to say he's a shrich. That's over here. Yeah, Rab.
Maybe also not just because the woman might not be a shrich. In order for Kiddushin to work, it has to be connected to the husband, meaning he has to be enacting it.
This is what we mentioned in the Rambam on Thursday. That's what we did mention such a svar. But in the Rambam, we said that the Rambam requires that the person has to come later and say, I'm a Kaddish you with the hana that you got with the matan of the person, because Rambam doesn't have you as a shliach. And we said, what's the pshat? Why is that? Everyone else says, the person says, I'm a Kaddish you with the money that was given. So we said, because if you're not the Baal or the representative of the Baal, then it's not called a Maisin Asinas Kesef of Kedusha. You want to put that into Rashi maybe as well. So Rashi didn't see the other solution. Rashi had the Kedusha solution of Shliach, but without that you can't. But Mashekin by Regem Matana, you don't have that Baya, that problem. Yeah. Okay. So this is the case of Eved Kenani. And then Rashi brings, of course, a third case that would be by Mamon. Says Rashi, Ten Mana Leproni, the tikana lo sadai bo. So the mocha says to somebody, give money to someone else, and with that the field will become that person's. So then konat midin shnei. So all of this is true by mamon too. So let's see. The Gemara is now going to explain why you need Rabbi to tell me this halacha. By Arev and Kenani, let's see, by both by Kedushin and by Mamon. Utsvicha. Diyash mina Kedushin. If Rava would have just told me the Lacha by Kedushin, Mishim daha itzra nicha rabbi koldehu. There, it might be good enough that it will work. Let's talk about Arev now, right? That which you can have the woman be miskadeshes, even though what? So even though she didn't really receive hana, it's only that it was given to somebody else, so there's something of a hana, you might say, but it's not a full bona fide type of a kesef. And remember, if you go with the approach of ki'u kibel, but there's still the chidush of the Gemara is not the ki'u kibel by itself, it's that that's good enough, even though the ki'u kibel did not bring hana with the kesef. So that's the chidush. So there's no hana really. Or it's minimal hana, the Ritva says, yeah, that her bidding was done, or the Rajba, that the Rabbi Kineger is medayik. It's the hana of the other person's vicariously. It's, now this is all like a shtacha hana, it's a weak hana. So maybe that weak hana is good enough by Kedushin. Why? Because Kedushin, a woman is more likely to be gomer umakna nafsha for less. Shemtaha itza nichala bekodu, should be enough with even a, whatever it is, she's getting a husband. Kedvish lakish, the amr shlakish, tavu meis of tandum, no meis of amr. So therefore, by Kedushin, it's good enough to have that minimal hana to create Kedushin. Ava mamona emalo, but when it comes to mamon, maybe the standard is higher. Maybe you need a greater, for the beginning in kesef, maybe you need more than just a hana kodu. Maybe it wouldn't work. That's what you would say if you just had kedushin. Let's finish first. V'yashmina mamona, the other direction. V'yashmina mamona. So that I would say, mishum desiyavu mechila. Mamon, perhaps you can settle for less, for a lower standard, because you see by mamon that it lends itself to mechila. So you see with just mechila, there could be already a, you can be mochel mamon just with mechila. You can, that's already enough. That can, what does the Gemara mean? So therefore, it's a lower standard. It can be mochel something. Maybe you don't really need us, therefore, the full bona fide type of Maisa Kinyan. It's enough that you can, mamon can be nimchal, so good. So even with a lower type of a Gemara Makni, it's enough. Of a Kedushin, maybe you need a greater standard of a Kinyan, aim a low, tzvich. Let's look at Rashi. Nichala. So this is if I had Kedushin, I would say, therefore, it works. Nicha l'aliyos niknes b'kodehu, meaning b'kinyan kodehu, b'kinyan koshu, even a small kinyan. Ba'fil b'tobas hana b'alma. These words of Rashi led the Machne Ephraim to assume that how did Rashi understand the sugya of Arv? That what is the nature of the kesef? The hana that she has, that she got accomplished, what that the person got the money. But then we had a problem, because the Rashi before said, right, Rashi talks about the case of Arv. Rashi says, Sade Mechura L'chabo. Sounds like it's the kesef that's called. I suppose you could say that's by Mammon. We had in the Rambam such a mahalach. That's by Mammon. Mammon is just the kesef itself. We had another taitch. We wanted to say Tovas Hana B'Alma doesn't mean just the Hana like the Ritva says. What do we want to say? Tovas Hana means, who remembers? We said Pshan Rashi at the time. Who remembers? Rashi means Tovas Hana, she has something in the kesef. What does she have from the kesef? That the kumta yashikayach, that the person who got it knows that she could have chosen somebody else. Tovas Hana always means that there's a certain benefit associated with the choice that you have who to give it to. You might not own the thing completely. You may not actually have the mammon for your own personal use, but the fact that you can choose to get the gratitude that comes with the address that you choose to send the money, that's also viewed as something. Tovas Hana, we know it could be even considered mammon in some sense also by Matnes Kahuna, Shaila. But either way, there's something that you can associate that I have in this, which we call Tovas Hana. And that means that the recipient is grateful. So that's considered that I got something from the kesef. So then it doesn't contradict earlier Rashi. In other words, it is in the kesef. But I have in the kesef that inyan called Tovas Hana. Yeah, that would be, you might say, good enough by Kedushin. Why? Because Tav Lemesav Tandu, Nigufin Shnayin. Tandu means two bodies. Baal v'ishto. Vafiu ena lo elo l'tseves bi'alma. Tseves just means company, even if he's not such a man of stature, but it's also something for her. That is one direction. Desyavu mechila means she'adam rashoy l'machlo. A person has the right to be mochum mammon, therefore, perhaps by mammon it's easier to allow such a kinyan, because you see a person can be mochum money, mash'enken, we need something which is you need a ma'aser kinyan, you can't have kedushin through mechila, then maybe you need a higher standard. Let's think about a few things. This is tzricha, so let's start with the half of kedushin. If I had kedushin, I didn't have mammon, so I would say, well, maybe kedushin is better because tav l'meisav tandu. So again, we showed from this gemara, as we already elaborated a lot, that the point of the chidush by Arev and so on, let's talk about Arev, is the fact that you don't have the full measure hana. Not the fact that it's kiul kibel, that might be necessary, that might be part of what's going on, but the chidush has to do with that he didn't have a hana at all, or much of a hana. And therefore you might think that's only true by kedusha. That's in terms of the din of Arev. And therefore I wouldn't know by mama that it works. Rabbi said also, Eved Kenani. Does this tzrichasa also speak to Eved Kenani? What was the chiddush of Eved Kenani? Even though what? Lo kachasev lo midi. That sounds like it's a focusing on who. It was that can kesef be kona for somebody who didn't lose money in the process. He didn't give the kesef. Someone else gave the kesef for it. So, chayru, that svar is focusing on who. The weakness of the kesef has to do with the kona. So chayru, this tzvichasa doesn't seem to speak to Eved Kenani. No? So then what does it mean? The Gemara makes a tzvichasa, it's only speaking to Arev? No, maybe in a chinami. I mean, Rava gave a full statement, and part of that statement, one third of it was Arev, or one, more than a third plus a half of another third, right? Do the math, right? Din Shneim is also root in Arev. So what is it exactly? Figure that. Third plus a sixth, right? Add a third and a sixth. Three. Okay. So basically, Rabbi says, Achein len mamona means it's all true by mamon too. It was one statement. So all you need to do is explain the Svichas as it relates to one portion of the statement. It was the statement. Arev, Kenaniyim, Din Shneim. And it's also true by Mama. So as long as I can justify the Svichas on whatever part of the statement, then Rav said, Chiyum Mamona, it's necessary to repeat it for that. In a Kenani, I have a Kenani, once I have the Chiddush by Kiddush, I wouldn't have that Svar of the Gemara. Because the Svar of the Gemara is focusing on the Makne, being willing to Makne Mekodehu, that's a focus on the money that didn't come to her, the Hanar that didn't come to her. But here, the fact that the Kona didn't give the money, that's not a Svar that relates to the Svichas. But in a Kenani, you don't have to find a Svichas by a Kenani, you just have to find Svichas by Arv, because it was one name of Rava. Mitin Arv, Mitin Evakanan, Mitin Shneim. So Tzvichas could speak to Arv. That could be. If you want to maybe be a little bit more of a lamb, then you could say like this. And if it's correct, you could say that within Evakanani, there's a weakness in the Kesef, right? That the Kona did not give Kesef. Someone else gave Kesef. So maybe the Pshat is like this. That so for the woman, for the Makna, to give herself up, the Kedushin, for what? To a Kona who didn't give Kesef. She wouldn't, so maybe she wouldn't want to give herself up for something where the Kona didn't give Kesef.
She's starting it, they're initiating it though, the Machnas. Aren't they?
No, they're initiating. So you could say, maybe by Kiddush, no, that's exactly the point. So that's the Svichasa. So if I Yashmina Kiddush, and I would say that maybe only over there the woman would give herself up for such weak Kesef where the Kona, the Baal did not give Kesef. So whereas by Kenyan, by regular Kenyanim, where someone gives the Mocher money and says, sell the field to some, let the field be Nikna to Ploni. So then because you don't have this, it's not Tavla Mesef Tandu, here already you don't have that Svara, so then maybe the Mocher would not be Makne the Sadeh for the sake of Kesef that the Kona did not give. In other words, you can plug in the Svara of Tavla Mesa versus Kenyan in terms of the Makna, just turn it around. In other words, the weakness of the Kesef would therefore reflect a lower level Gemara Makni on the part of the Makni. Okay, I don't know if it's correct, but if you want it, you can plug in the Gemara to Eved Kenani. You just have to look at the problem of Eved Kenani, not purely from the focus of the Kona not being able to acquire, you might say, because he didn't give the Kesef, it was Lo Chaser, but from the perspective of the Makna not giving up something to a Kona who didn't give him money. So it can come back to the same Tzvichas as Arif. Maybe. I mean, I don't know if you have to say this. It could be that as long as you have a Tzvichas for Arif, that's enough that you have to, that's all you have to say. Because the Svar of the Gemara doesn't seem at first glance to fit with Eved Kenani, it fits with Arif. But maybe the problem of Arif, of Eved Kenani, could also play out in terms of the Makna. Yeah, Ari? I mean, in Hakna, yeah, you know, it's in Hakna, yeah, but which means the Gemara Makna. So therefore, the Makna has to be willing to go on a limb and give up something for even a Kesef that's weak. For why is it in Hakna? It's the Kona. It's the Kona who was not Chaser. Someone else gave the money.
She wouldn't want to give herself over to somebody who didn't give anything. It's the same.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm saying. I think so. Yeah.
So all that means is so that you might think that by a mocher wouldn't want to do it, but he's doing it.
No, but you don't have the das is not the same level das. He could be saying what he, I mean, you could tell him what he wants, but there has to be enough that you can say that there is enough gemiras das here. But isha, where naturally she'd want to settle for less, so that's what we're saying. So you have enough gemiras das even over here. So over here could be not just because of arid, even in the case of a kanani, where the kesef is weaker. Yeah, Rob.
Like as
Rabbanan
are allowed
these
kinyanim to work, whereas we don't see a need to allow them to work.
Yeah, but
is
it about us? I mean, I don't know what that would mean. In other words, the Gemara, I mean, you're reading too much, I think, into the words. Gemara's Russian is, let's say, but what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Nichalal yas niktis bekodehu. It sounds like we're just focusing on the, if Rava only would tell me the din of Arev by Isha, I would say that's where perhaps it works. We can measure that it's good enough. It's not like we're creating, we're discovering. We're looking at the situation and say maybe only over there it would work. because you see the level of Gemara's das is not as, doesn't have to be as strong, because she's more, she has naturally more an inclination to want this to go through, and that seems to be. I have one other hara here. Let's think about this. I found that the Ritva basically brings this kasha, and I found the Chana also asked it, doesn't answer it. How could you say that the din would only be by kedushin, not by mamon? That you need a tzrichasa. The rabbi asked this v'chein on mamon. Let's talk about Arav now. How did Rava learn the halach of Arav by kedushin? Where did he learn it from? Midin what? Midin Arav. What's Arav? Arav is mamon. So how could you tell me that it would not work by kedushin, not by mamon, if the source of kedushin is the area, is the arena of mamon? No. So how could you say it wouldn't work by mamon if the makar, the makar is mamon, is arav? The Ritva, the Tocha Dvami says that would have been a raya like the pshat of Rabbeinu Chanana, we'll soon get to, that the v'chein mamon must be going on. Must be going on what? On the Adam Chashuv case. So I'm saying, so V'chana asks this kasha, he doesn't answer it. So how could it be? Ech sarkadaitach lomar is nos memalef. To lomar hani rak b'kedushim shim denichla b'kol dehu. Ha'ikar yafusa hu me'arev. Bepirish Rashi, the mimashim atzim ba'arev, the mischayv l'meidin. The svar of Kodehu is a svar by Kedushin of Tavla Mesav. And we're running from Arev, and Arev doesn't have Tavla Mesav, so of course it should work by Mamon. How could you say it's only going to be Kedushin of Tavla Mesav? Here I think we have what to answer. I think we have what to answer here. But if the marker that it works, this is a real question for Havana, Rabbo, so try this on Yachaver, you know, who aren't the Sugya. I mean, it's really, I think, a strong har. How could the Gemara say that would only work by Kedushin because of Tavla Mesav and not by Mamon, if the Makar for Kedushin is a context of Arav where there's no Tavla Mesav? So you see it works even without the limited lower threshold of Gemiras Das. You see even within the world of Mamon it works. Of course it works by Mamon. What do you need a Tzvichasa? What kind of Tzvichasa? What do you think? Yeah?
The whole Kedush of the Gemara is everything to weak Kesav, so maybe it doesn't work.
What's Gomer Magnin mean? What do you mean by that?
Gomer Magnin.
As opposed, and what about Arev itself? And what Arev itself?
But by Kedushin, it's a, here we're talking about Kenyan.
Good. And what is Arev?
Shibud.
Good. That's what I was going to say. Good. This year. Now, I think now you're thinking very well. The Chorot, we were dying in the Gemara, back in the beginning. Is all Rava doing is taking Arev itself, winning an Arev? That's Arev. Or is it going beyond Arev? It's midin arev, but when he applies it, the application is beyond arev. And the Lashon Gemara sounds that way. The Gemara's Lashon was, by arev, what do you see? That even though he didn't get money himself, nevertheless, what? Kamishabed nafshe, shibud. And then how does he extend it? Hayitzanami, after omati anel yadei, kamishabed umakniya nafshe. There's something present in Kiddushin that's more than arev. Arev is the kesef that he's given to the malva to the lova is enough to create a shibud on the part of the arev, that he's mishtabed to pay for the lova doesn't pay. When we're talking about kedushin, it's even beyond that. It's kesef that's kona, that for giving the kesef you get something in return, that the kinyan, that the kedushin, you get the kedushin of the isha, and it was by mama that would also be analogous. You're giving the kesef and the mochah says give it to someone else, and for that kesef that the mochah didn't enjoy, you just because he told you to give it, you're going to be acquiring the sadeh. So that is a leap from Arev itself. Granted, Arev doesn't have as far of kol dehu nichale, but kedushin and mamon are talking about the kinyan of kesef, not just shibud. So that's where, if I just told me that lacham midin Arev by kedushin, I would only know that kesef can be kona, over and above what I find by Arev, that it can be shabed. It can be kona, maybe only by Kedushin, where perhaps a lower standard is enough. For Gamal Maknas, she wants to get married so much, so let it be even this much, Dana. But if by a mocha, we don't have that svara, so maybe kesef can be kona. I, by Arev is a sheep, but not a kin. So it comes that Rava is saying more than just echoing what we find by Arev and applying it to Kedushin. He's extending Arev beyond the context of Shiva to Kinyan, to Kedushin, and then he goes and says, the Chaylin and Mamona, that idea is even true, even not just by Kedushin, even by Mam. That would be a good answer. Yeah. Bachan doesn't answer it. It's interesting that the Ritva also seems to use that as a raya, that the Vachain is going on something else. Yeah. But L'chor Rashi learns it's going on Arev, at least certainly on Arev. Every Kanani we weren't sure about whether he has to state it. I mean, it's going on it, but whether it's a Chidush should be that. But L'chor, you have to say something. So that would be a good approach. Yeah. Oh. Let's talk about the Rach. So all of this is Rashi. Rashi learns that the Vachain and Mamona is going on what? Is going on Arev, the Kanani Midin Shneim, and the Tzricha says, as we said, in both directions. So what does that mean by Mamon? What's the case? The case is certainly Tarka, where you know that Kesef, so that would be Arbev Kanani and Vishnaim. What about the statement of Adam Chashev? Rava wasn't sure, a papa was. She gives Kesef to an Adam Chashev, and with the Hana of his Kabbalah, you have enough that Mekani Lanafshi, that she's miskadeshes. So the Rach says, that's what the Gemara means, v'chein le'mamon. It's going on that. It means that the mocher gives money to an okeach who's an adam chashuv, and with that, the field is nikna, because of the hana of the kabbalah's adam chashuv. That's in terms of karg. But the Rach says a step beyond. The Rach says that, what about metaltalin? Metaltalin is not nikna mikesef. Metaltalin is nikna, though, with what? Sheikh, of course, but what kinyan works both with kaka and metaltalin? Chalipin. Chalipin requires a kli. We hold, it's the kli that's given. The kona gives a kli suder to the makna, and it typically goes back, we saw. Okay, that was the Nasa Havzir issue. And with that, whatever it is, Karka Metaltalin is nikna to the Lokeach. So what about the case where it was given the other direction? It was given from the Makne to the Kone. And he's an Adam Chashuv. So what's money? Kesef. But it's Hana. The Hana of the Kabbalah is considered what? Considered like Kesef? That can work by Metaltalin. But if you want to consider like a Kli, if you want to view the Hana of the Kabbalah as a Kli, then it's as if this Mekabel gave a Kli, a Suder, to the Mount Mochen. If he's calling Metaltalin. Is that correct? Is that what the Gemara would mean as well? Chenglin and Mamona. So they bring from the Rach. That's in fact what's going on. And maybe start with the Ran. I'll go to the Ramban and the Raj. But the Ran quotes this from the Rach. Look at the Ran in the back of the Gemara. Gassim and the Gemara, right? You see it, everybody? Gassim the Gemara. Itma Mishmei the Rava. The Chinglin and Mamona. See, in Ozva Hadar, it's on Zayin. That's Zayin. Okay. Klomar. Hanach Shmaitza di Alfinan Kedushin midin Orev umidin Avikinani Chinglin and Mamona. He's quoting Rashi now. Machal Osada v'amur tena kesef l'proni tia sada machura l'chabo kana midin Orev. Helch mana teisada mechura leproni kneos kana saproni hasada midin evet. 10 mana leproni betikne lo sadai kana midin shneim kach kasa Rashi. Kach kasa Rashi. So what doesn't Rashi say? The case of Adam Chash. Rashi leaves that ufichach zaktaran lo pireish the koinami ahelach mana betikne loch sadai ba Adam Chashu. The samcha lehachmeim ratfei. What would that be preferable? Because right before this itmar, Mishmei Derava was the Adam Chasav case. So you would want to assume that we're going on that, but why didn't Rashi say that? Rashi leaves that out. Mishmei the Kedushin Gufayu Sefuki Mesafka Le Derava Veloif Shita Le. Rava wasn't sure that it works. We have to know that Stadim of the Shaila for Rava. The Imken Hechalem Asu V'Chengin Mamona. In other words, you couldn't have Rava saying it's true for Mamon if it's not even true necessarily by Kedushin. Avaladi done, but halacha. We all like our papa. Kim the pshita land of Adam Chasim the Kudeshes. Masma duhudin amrin mamona. Good. So this is what it would seem. Even Rashi would seem to agree, or Rashi didn't tell us for sure. Says the Iran, but shano v'chein das abin l'chanan. The Rach says that exactly right. Shekosav. Now he quotes from the Rach. Helech mane my property should be quiet to you when you take the money from me. We're not talking about nechasim karka here. Even without it, it's considered as if it were a kli. The yaveh hakona lemakne. So the kabbalah of the adam chasuv that we want to be the one to be the buyer is the equivalent of giving a kli. The yaveh hakona lemakne v'kone bo b'toras chalipin osam nechasim, and you acquired that property with chalipin as if you gave a kli. Ufizav metalkali kanaba. Now, what does that mean? Says the Ran. Let's understand this rach. V'lo tite b'dvarav. Lomar shehu sover da'ahu hana midin chalipin kan yavlo midin damim. Does the Rach mean to say that this idea of Hana, of Kabbalah and Chashuv, is Dino Kechalipin? Can't say that. See, in Kain, Isha she'eno niknis b'chalipin, hech niknis b'osa Hana. It says that it works by Isha. And Isha, we know, is ain't niknis b'chalipin. So how could it work if it's only working as Chalipin? El kach da'ituza. And we'll see more about this in the Rashba, the way he elaborates. That he hana, the Adam Chashuv, chashiva loy kinosein b'chalipin ubedamin. In other words, there could be two paths in this Kabbalah's Adam Chashuv. Either the hana can either translate into chalipin or into kesef. And therefore now, you have to know what the case might be. Whatever the kinyan it is that's necessary, that's what this hana can convert itself into. Lufikach isha niknis ba midin damin, mitatel midin chalipin, karkos shehen niknin b'shneim midin shneim. Karka could work chalipin or kesef, so either one. Midin shneim meaning either one. V'lo no da lamesh shmita l'zu ha-rabba. Fasis that wasn't he mentioned about midin shneim, about Adam Chashuv by Mamon. So let's see carefully what this means. So the Ran quotes the Rach. It's going on the case of Adam Chashuv, and it's not automatically chalipin, but it's potentially kesef, potentially chalipin. Isha's got to be midin kesef. Talton's got to be midin chalipin. Kak can be either one. The Ramban quotes the Rach. First, he discusses that the Rashi's omission, that Rashi doesn't say that it's going on that case. So he has an interesting thing to say about that too. If you saw the Ramban, it says something we have to understand. He thinks maybe it only works by Kedushin because there's another benefit, not just the benefit of the Kabbalah, but the benefit of the, of what? What does he say? That she's going to be married to this Adam Chashuv. We have to know what kind of a tsiruf is that. Not clear what the Ramban means, so we have to know what he's saying pshat here. Tirish Rashi, because of a tras memory, the Rav, I'm looking in the Ramban now. Below Kosav, it doesn't say in Rashi, Halech Mana B'tik Nesadi B'Adam Chashuv, Shema Sover, Shelo Kana, She'ein Adam Makna Sadeh L'Adam Chashuv, B'Shar Kabbalah Matan Mimena. The person doesn't do that. Velo Omru Ken Elba Kedusha Isha, She wrote Sa B'Nisui Adam Chashuv, B'Yesh B'Shtei Anos. Only when you have the two Anos. That's what he says initially. This requires a Hesber for sure. The Efshu, then he goes and says what we saw in the Ran. Mishum Dibai, he raya Rava lo pashta, Pirish Kane. Rashi said what he said because Rava wasn't poshe the Shaila. Avo bedinu shekosh kona beisha kona bekarka. Fine, so Rashi doesn't argue. The Rachzal Kasva Ahilach Manav Yiknulach Nachs Chasai. The Omar Dahi Hana Nechseva Kikli the Yahve Hakona Lemakna. That Hana is considered like a Kli that the Kona would be giving. The Kanaba Betos Chalip and Osa Nechasi. Ufize Afa Metalkin Kanaba. Dr. Ramban. The Eini Roe Bezu Hashmua Zecher Lekri Vachalipin. I don't have any indication in this Gemara, any associations with Kri, with Chalip. This Sugya, Kabbalas Adam Chashuv is a Hana, Be'ahi Hana, Gomer Makanya. No indication, no association with Kri and Chalip. Elo Lemaos, the Kesef, Shekonin, Be'isha, Ubekarka. Which means metaltrin, there's no option. This hana is kesef. So where kesef is kona, that's where you can have this idea. Kabbalah Sadam Chashu. V'lo yadati lam ishma ben ogadu dove zebul haz balachos. That's back on the riff itself. It doesn't bring the halacha of Adam Chashu by Maman as well at all. And again, the Ram doesn't mention it either. That's its own discussion. But in terms of the Rach, the Ramban wonders. There's nothing in this sugya that seems to connect this Hanah of Kabbalah Sadam Chashu with Kli of a Chalipin. Rather, Ma'os V'Kesef. That's what the Ramban asks on the Rach. Comes the Rashba, and says, I don't know what the Ramban is bothered by. I don't understand. They are totally different. What's bothering the Ramban? Let's see in the Rashba. Again, he quotes the Rashi, and then he suggests that Rashi didn't say specifically he's going on that because Rava wasn't sure. Fine. V'rach zau kasva, ahelach manav z'kadosh anilach. And he says, ayanach hashiva kikri, and so on. Helkach hafid varav, af metatlin kana. Because of all of Ramban, eni roa, he's command quoting the Ramban's Lashon, eni roa b'shmuazu, zeichel kiva chalipin, el lemos v'kesef shekona b'isha v'karka. V'lo yaradati, l'sov das rabbeinu, not Rachman Parke, the Kush Yizu. I don't understand what is the Ramban really asking on the Rach. How does the Rav Rashba explain? The Atu, the Isha, Ubekarka, Hana Azu Kesef Mamashi. Is this Hana really Kesef? Hana Yeshka. Kesef Inka. Not really Kesef. Hana, Ella, kedei lekayem kavanas hamakne v'daito. In order to sustain kavanas hamakne v'daito, anu roim hana also kiilu yesh lo mamish she is kayem daito olav. We view this hana as if it had substance that his das can be sustained on it, but really it's not kesef. It's just that I view it as if it would be something more tangible. Because it really isn't. It's not kesef, it's hana. V'helkach. Ugabi isha. Sha'a kesef kona ba. By isha where kesef is kona. Anu roim osu kilu kesef. So what is this imaginary idea? Anu roim osu, it's really not kesef. But I imagine it'd be kesef, because that's what works by kesef. I mean, you understand this with, the Ran apparently understood this intuitively. The Rashba is speaking it out because of the Ramban's wondering on the Rach. So the Rashba is speaking out what's going on, and again it seems like the Ran knew this intuitively. What does he say? I'm not sure the Ran understood this way or not, but could be. Let's see. Anuronas of Kiyuhu Kesef the Kibrasohi, and she received the Kesef because that's what we're considering it to be Umis Kaddish Ube Metaltalin She'ena Kesef Konebo. Then ki iuhan also kli v'kibro v'chalipin hilchach bein karka bein metaltrin niknin v'kach kide v'irach. What's the last word of the Rashba? He's very happy. He praises it. V'arich. Arich is an Aramaic word you find in Sefer Ezra. In other places it means it's nice. Yafe. The yafe. Like he hears it. He hears it very well. He hears it. Do we hear it? Do we hear it? Sounds like a medrash plier, no? What does it say? What does it say? What we know. Someone articulate the question. What should bother you in this Rashba? What?
We know the Gemara says that Hana is Kesef.
We see this. The Ritva said over and over again, back by Hana's Nova, by Arev Hana is considered Kesef. We have a Mishnah, we have a more later on, a cases of Hana that work for Kedushin. The classic examples we've been mentioning a few times, Schok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai, right? Samach Gimel. The Gemara says a person can Mekadosh an Isha by doing some kind of a service to her that gives her Hana. Schok Lefanai, Rekod Lefanai. So, and the Gemara discusses in terms of the issue of whether it can be Mekadosh ben Nova or not, if there's a Shechiras Metchila Be'atzof, if there's already an automatic account that goes along the way, then it's a problem of Nova, because what you're really Mekadosh her is relieving her of having to pay you. But the Gemara says if you hold Eino Shechiras Elo Be'atzof, that the account doesn't really start until the show is over, so to speak, so then it can work, because then what you're really doing is telling her that you don't have to pay me, then the service itself becomes the actual kesef. Okay, that's a difficult gemar, but that's what the gemar does. It connects it to Mekadosh ben Nova in that vein. If there's already a schiras already that has to pay, then it comes out, it's like Mekadosh ben Nova, but if you hold eno shel b'sof, then it's preventing the Nova from taking effect, then it becomes a giving of kesef. But what do you see? What are you giving her? You're giving her hana. And the Hana is considered Kesef. Hanas Mechilas Noves, Chok Lefanei, Rekod Lefanei. So we have another Gemara. L'chore, Hana is Kesef. And we understand very well the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban doesn't see any Zecher to Kriya Chalipin, but even the Ramban doesn't ask it the way we're asking. He's like, I don't see any Zecher to Chalipin. It's like the Ramban kind of understood maybe what he's saying, but there's no Zecher to this. But what does it mean? And the Rashba comes and says, no. Atu, is it really Kesef Mamish? And no, here's Kesef Einkan. Kesef Einkan, why not? Why not? It's something that's worth money. Rashi says she would pay Pruta for it. It has value. So you're giving her Kesef. Maishna from Shokha Fana, Rekoga Fana. Says the Rashba, but it's not really Kesef. So what is a Pshat? So then the Rashba goes on. L'kayim, kavona, samak, nevedaito, roin, hanazo, kiyu, yeshlo, mamish. She's kaim, daito, love. So therefore, what? It can become kesef through this mechanism. Whatever, kadabra, becomes kesef. What does it mean? And then so too, right, when it comes to chalipin. Rosh Shalem, what's the pshat? It's like a chida, it's a vidah. What's the pshat here? What is the pshat? Yeah?
Maybe he's getting at, I mean, like, the whole purpose of Kesef in general and in transactions in general is just to fulfill certain things, to sort of get the guy's mindset
good
in the proper way.
Good.
So
good.
Like, even this Hana, the way it's like Kesef, and even Kesef itself,
yes,
the way it functions is just to sort of settle people's thought.
Good. You're saying so very good.
Like,
good.
So just like Hana can be used. So this Hana, just like using Kesef, that's what
okay.
It's doing that function, so it can also do that function.
Good. So now, okay, but you jumped over something, but I think what you're saying is very good. Where we're ending up, obviously, has to be something what you think. That Lamaisa, it's going to work sort of like getting to the root of what Kinyanim are. In other words, it's not Pshat, it is Kesef, and Memela, you have your Kesef. It's considered Kesef because it does what Kesef does. And if it can do what Kesef does, it can do what Kli does by Suda. Meaning, it basically gets to the same point. But before you say that, you're skipping around here, because you first have to tell me, why is it not Kesef inherently? Why is it different, for example, than what he gave you? Cases where he does a show for her, he dances for her, Shogafanai. That's her Pashup Shat, that is giving her Kesef. Apparently this is different, and that's what we have to figure out. There's a Svara here. This inyan that an Adam Chashuv accepts something for her, and he doesn't typically receive gifts, so that cannot fit in the most natural way to be Kesef, like an example of Shok Lefanei, Rekod Lefanei, or a service. Now why is that? So I think the answer is, I want to probably say this, why is it different? Yeah, go ahead, give me a start.
Maybe because it's generating from her?
No, that's something else. Just in the nature of this Hana. There are types of things that typically, there are things that are considered services that people pay for. People pay for being entertained. people will pay for schok defunding, kol defunding. It has a market value. It's considered not just some, you know, people can do all kinds of things for money. But is it marketable service, or is it something that you might pay for because you want to achieve a certain goal? Schok defunding, kol defunding, these are things that by their very nature are things that you can right away plug into currency terms. There are things that are done that you can say, this is what people pay for. These are typical standard types of commodities. There are commodities that are tangible, there are commodities that are not tangible, but it's something that you pay for. You're giving her that schokafa, now you're giving that to her, it means you're giving her kesef. The idea that there's a hana that's felt in her, she feels very good that a chashev, a person took a gift. This is not something that you would imagine is like, you know, put in a classified of the newspaper. You know, people are the chashev available to accept a gift from you. You're selling that right. It's not something that's it's true. Rashi puts it in terms of person, she would pay money. That's why you could say that the hana has a kesef shavius to it. She might pay money, but that's a personal deal that she would do. She would invest for this. But it's not by definition, by its very nature, the type of thing that you would classify as a service that, therefore, it's called kesef the etzem. That's what the Rashba means in the beginning when he says, Atu be'isha ubekarka hanazu kesef mamashi. Schokafana yud be kesef mamish, we're saying. That's considered because in that type of a situation, that would be a type of thing that would be for hire. Masha Engin, something like this, it's something different. There's a certain, you might say, a spiritual, emotional, psychological lift that comes from this experience. But there are a lot of things in life like that people feel, you know, uplifted by. Wow, you know, you could walk away, wow, someone did that. But would you imagine that's something that's, you know, that's trades, that gets traded, that gets... The type of hana that we say that the Ritva was talking about before, havach hazman, even arev, these types of things, these are hanos that inherently are considered shavei kesef because they're things that are for sale. And that's chok defunding v'kol defunding. The etzem, it has a shavius. Here, you don't go around selling this kind of a thing. Lemaisa, there's something that she gets from it. So this is what Rashba is trying to say initially. So it's not really a kesef. What are you going to say, Isaac?
Are you saying that the second shot in the Meiri of what the hana is wrong? That she would have given a dinar.
No, I don't think. I agree. Rashi still had to say what it is. You want to say the pshat that they're saving her the kesef? Okay, does it go with that?
Seems like the Meir is saying that
it's saving her that kesef.
That we're saying now. Okay, this is something
it could be what I'm saying would go better with the first way. Maybe that it's okay. I hear your heart. It's a good heart. It's a bad heart. But the Rashba is not meshubit to the Meir second shot anyway. Okay, I have to think about it. But I want to. So now let's get to what Ram was saying. So now that we've seen a distinction between this and the cases like later in Samach Gimel, so in what sense does this work? It's good. She feels elevated. But that doesn't mean the etzem that you've given her kesef. So rather, what's happening here is that the whole yisod of kesef is that it achieves that when the makne receives kesef, he has a full-fledged gemiras das, and that's why the kinyan can go forward. Says the Rashba, that's what's happening over here. You're not giving her kesef inherently, but you have a way to get to accomplish what kesef always accomplishes because it can create that same level gemiras das in her mind. She feels so giving based on this feeling. So memeila has din of kesef. We lekayim kavanas hamakne v'daito roen kili yesh kesef. You know, when you read the words of the Gemara, it has a different resonates differently in the Gemara. The Gemara's lashon is the hakam adam chashva skina dahi anar dekam mekav matanim inay gam mekayin anafshe. So you would say it means. So there's considered a shavius of kesef. So therefore, with that kesef, gam kain anafsha. No, the Rashi would say differently. It's not yet kesef. Because of that, really kilu kesef. Now, if you would have read the Gemara that with that the hana is kesef, and that's why kain anafsha because she got kesef. No, the Rashi would say different reading of the Gemara. You've done through this what kesef does. And that's why Dino Kekesef, that's why we consider Ki'ilu Kesef, because you can have the king work through whatever Kesef does, you have it happening over here. Says the Rashba, Hu Adin, the Rach says, by Chalipin, because Chalipin is different Kenyan. But what is happening by Chalipin is the Gemira's Das that the Makne feels when he receives the Kli. Kli is a Chashivas to it. He gets a Chashivas by receiving the Kli. True, he has to give it back. He gives it back. But there's a something that happens. He gets buttered up. He feels giving. He puts him in a mindset of a Gemira's Das. That's what Chalipin does all the time by the Tautrin and by Karka. Says the Rashba, says the Rach. No, that's the same thing over here. It does whatever the Suda does. Therefore, it will accomplish Gamma Makan and Afshid there as well. So it works whatever it works. It's not Be'etzem more one than the other. It's a way of getting to the Gemira's Das. I think with this, we'll have to finish already. Go back to the question that the Rishonim asked about Levi in the Sugya Mem Zayin Bamitzia. And you'll see something interesting, how they answer that Kasha, that the Rashba says different words. It's in the previous Rashba, then the way that the Ramban, maybe even the Ran say it. So you notice something about that, and then go back to the other Rashba also, and the other Ramban in terms of back by Kiddushin.